Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Saturday, May 11th. On today's show, Bitcoin trades at the $62,000 level amidst regulatory scrutiny in the US, and India approves crypto exchanges Binance and KuCoin as registered virtual asset service providers. Plus, cryptocurrency whales make significant sales of ENA amidst launch pool buzz. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with Bitcoin, which has shown remarkable resilience over the past year, boasting a staggering 127% increase in value despite facing significant hurdles. The world's largest cryptocurrency is currently trading around $63,000, firmly holding above the $60,000 threshold. Here with more analysis is our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what are the key support and resistance levels to watch for Bitcoin right now?
Bitcoin is seeing immediate support at the $61,300 level, while resistance is coming in at $64,500. If Bitcoin can decisively break above that resistance, it could open the door to further upside. It's also worth noting that Ethereum and other major altcoins have been largely mirroring Bitcoin's price action. Ethereum is currently trading around $3,000 with support at $2,900 and resistance at $3,100.
Crypto markets are known for their volatility and rapid price swings. What should investors keep in mind when navigating this dynamic landscape, especially during bullish periods?
Vigilance and thorough research are absolutely critical for crypto investors. During bull markets, there tends to be an uptick in scams and fraudulent investment schemes promising unrealistic returns. Investors need to carefully scrutinize any crypto investment opportunities and be extremely wary of suspicious offers. Conducting proper due diligence is essential to safeguard one's digital assets.
Let's take a look at some of the top-performing cryptocurrencies over the past week. Which digital assets saw the biggest gains?
Among the top 100 cryptocurrencies by market cap, Render posted the most impressive rally this past week, surging 48%. Akash Network was the second best performer with a 40% gain, followed by AIO Network, which rose 32%. Thorchain and Tongcoin rounded out the top five, climbing 28% and 27% respectively.
On the flip side, which major cryptocurrencies struggled this week and saw the biggest losses?
Wormhole fared the worst out of the top 100, sliding 16%. Core was the second biggest decliner, dropping 13%. Helium, Optimism, and Lido DAO also ended the week in the red, shedding between 8 to 11% each. But despite some individual losers, the overall crypto market remains in an uptrend, led by Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Thanks for that analysis and roundup of the week's crypto market action. It's a good reminder that crypto investors always need to stay on their toes and practice smart risk management with this rapidly evolving asset class. Speaking of developments in the crypto space, there are reports circulating online that India has approved major cryptocurrency exchanges Binance and KuCoin as registered virtual asset service providers. However, after looking into this story further with our team, there appear to be significant questions about the accuracy of these claims. To help us sort fact from fiction, we're joined now by our correspondent, Abby. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here, David. Yes, several crypto news outlets have published stories in the past 24 hours stating that Binance and KuCoin have been officially approved by Indian regulators. However, when our newsroom dug deeper, we were unable to find any confirmation of this from official government sources or statements from the exchanges themselves. The original source of this claim is unclear.
So at this point, would it be accurate to characterize this story as unverified and possibly untrue, despite it being reported as fact by some crypto media sources?
I think that would be the responsible way to describe the situation based on the information available right now. India's regulatory approach to crypto has been complex and frequently changing. As recently as February, Indian authorities were reported to be cracking down on crypto transactions. So this supposed approval would represent a major policy shift. Until there is clear confirmation from multiple credible sources, I would advise crypto investors to treat these reports with caution.
an important reminder to always verify significant crypto news, especially regarding regulations, before making any investment decisions. The crypto media landscape can sometimes jump the gun in reporting major developments. Thank you, Abby, for helping us navigate this developing story. Speaking of developments to keep an eye on, recent on-chain data suggests that notable cryptocurrency whales may have initiated substantial sales of ENA, a project launched on Binance's Launchpool platform, which has garnered significant attention in the market. Here with more details is our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about these whale transactions?
According to insights from SpotenChain, two whales executed deposits totaling 17.33 million ENA tokens, equivalent to $15 million, to the Bybit exchange within the past few hours. Interestingly, these transactions follow their receipt of a combined 24.52 million ENA from Athena Labs on April 1st and 2nd. As of now, one of the whales still holds 7.18 million ENA, valued at 6.47 million.
That certainly is a large amount of tokens being moved by these whales. Should ENA holders be concerned about a potential sell-off and price drop?
While the influx of such a substantial amount of ENA tokens to the Bybit exchange could raise concerns of a potential sell-off, it's important to note that the stability in ENA's price over the past hours suggests that this may not be an immediate liquidation strategy by the whales. It's possible they are repositioning or spreading their holdings across exchanges for various reasons.
The launch of ENA on Binance's Launchpool platform certainly generated a lot of buzz and excitement in the crypto community. How do you think these whale transactions may impact market sentiment around the project?
The movement of these large ENA holdings by the whales definitely adds an intriguing dynamic to the project's trajectory. Market participants will be closely monitoring any further developments regarding the disposition of these tokens and how it may influence market sentiment and price action. Large-scale investors like whales can have a significant impact in shaping market trends.
As always, this highlights the ever-evolving nature of the cryptocurrency landscape and the influence that whale investors can have. Thank you for breaking this down for us. We'll continue to keep an eye on the ENA project and any further whale movements. Speaking of influential figures in the crypto space, billionaire investor Mark Cuban is pushing for the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC, to take charge of regulating the entire crypto industry. Cuban made a final plea to Congress to provide regulatory clarity before the 2024 presidential election, suggesting it could help secure another term for President Biden. For more, we're joined by our Simply Crypto correspondent. So what exactly is Cuban proposing here in terms of crypto regulation?
Cuban believes that Congress should pass legislation that defines registration requirements specific to the crypto industry, similar to how other industries have tailored registration rules. He argues that if Biden loses the election, SEC Chair Gary Gensler and his tough anti-crypto stance may be to blame, as crypto voters will make their voices heard. Cuban suggests the better option is to assign all crypto oversight to the CFTC rather than the SEC.
And this echoes a common argument we've been hearing from the crypto community lately, right? That Gensler's enforcement-focused approach is making it difficult for legitimate crypto businesses to operate in the U.S.
Exactly. According to data from litigation consulting firm Cornerstone Research, the SEC took 46 enforcement actions against crypto firms in 2023 alone. Critics argue that this level of regulatory overreach has destroyed the SEC's legitimacy and could cost Democrats the election, as voters don't want this heavy-handed approach. Meanwhile, the CFTC chair believes we'll see another cycle of crypto enforcement actions over the next 6 to 18 months.
Interesting. And it seems crypto is shaping up to be a key issue for many voters in the upcoming election. What are some recent poll numbers showing in terms of voter sentiment around crypto?
A recent online poll of over 1,200 registered voters found that more than two-thirds somewhat or strongly agreed that crypto is for people like them and more equitable than the financial system. The Biden administration has faced backlash from the crypto community on several fronts lately. Cardano founder Charles Hoskinson recently claimed it's unambiguously clear the administration is trying to destroy the American cryptocurrency industry. After Biden said he plans to veto a resolution to overturn SEC guidelines discouraging banks from holding crypto assets.
It will certainly be fascinating to see how the battle lines being drawn around crypto regulation impact the political landscape heading into the 2024 election cycle. Thanks for that analysis. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.